This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. We've all watched in shock as the political left has devolved into a vile, vulgar mob of hateful racists and bigots and people who call themselves tolerant but judge everybody else by the color of their skin. And it's been astonishing, fascinating. And it reminds me of a lot of the language from the novel 1984 by George Orwell. It is an Orwellian type of political correctness that the radical left has been pushing, and it's actually become sort of mainstream left at this point. So in the spirit of the 1984 novel and the brilliance of George Orwell, and how he was a very keen observer of the twisting of language to achieve bizarre political aims, I've come up with a new meme to describe the insane left. And if you're familiar with the 1984 novel, this will sound a little bit familiar, but it's different. And here it is. It's just three lines. Hatred is tolerance. Conformity is diversity. Consensus is fact. And so in this podcast, I'm going to describe a little bit behind these three lines. Hatred is tolerance. Conformity is diversity. Consensus is fact. So welcome to the podcast. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and you are listening to the Health Ranger Report. So let's start with hatred is tolerance. Now, according to the insane mentally ill leftists who are operating today, and I know that's redundant because being on the left now almost requires that you be mentally ill, detached from reality, completely insane, a living example of deep hypocrisy and so on. But they believe that to be considered tolerant, you have to express hatred towards those who disagree with you. So this is the greatest and most profound contradiction. And that has become their philosophy. So tolerance is being hateful toward white people. Tolerance on the left means being hateful toward men, because masculinity is not accepted. Tolerance means being hateful and physically violent toward Donald Trump supporters, because all the tolerance and peace and love on the left has no room for Donald Trump, or for any conservative, or for anybody who lives in the south of the USA, for that matter, anybody who talks with an accent. There's no room in the hearts of leftists to tolerate anyone who isn't already an obedient leftist. So it obliterates the concept of tolerance. Hatred has become what they are. If you look at the recent Women's March, the Pussy Hat March in Washington, D.C., it was vulgarity, vileness, and hatred. If you look at all the leftist protests, they're filled with hate, and they call themselves peace-loving citizens. They call themselves tolerant. They say they're diverse, and yet they demand that everyone think exactly like they do. And that's the second line in this meme, so I'll cover that now. The second line says, conformity is diversity. So to be considered diverse to the insane, unhinged, mentally ill left, you have to conform to their way of thinking. Now, just to be clear, what the left considers diversity is, let's say, a room full of people who all believe exactly the same things. They all agree that climate change is man-made. They all agree that white people are evil and should be shamed and full of guilt. They all agree that the founding fathers were horrible, evil slave owners and racists. They all agree on one thing after another, but they have different skin color. So as long as in the room they have some white people, some black people, some Asian people, some Latino people, as long as they have skin color diversity, it's called diverse, even though they all think exactly the same. It's a bunch of zombies. A bunch of libtards, as we say. They are literally, cognitively retarded. And yet, they call it diversity. Now, I've argued the flip side of that. Diversity should not be judged by the color of your skin, but, as Martin Luther King Jr. said, by the content of your character. diversity should be based on what you think, the words you use, the ideas you have, the life experiences that are that accumulate to be expressed through your ideas and opinions and words and so on. Diversity means you should have a room full of people who have different views on different things and different degrees of skepticism and different experiences. And no, they shouldn't all agree on all the same issues. And whatever the skin color is shouldn't matter, because we're supposed to be a colorblind society if we're really a tolerant, diverse society. And so it turns out that real diversity is found on the right, because the right doesn't judge people by the color of their skin, rather judges people by their ideas, their philosophies, their arguments, their debates. And it turns out that when you actually start to hold people accountable based on their ideas, the left collapses into complete idiocy, because the left is a factless philosophy. They have no facts. Their ideas don't work. They have emotional arguments. They have mob psychology and mob violence. This is what the left believes. They are a grievance industry. They promote victimhood instead of achievement. They want to keep everybody down so they can have more victims, to have more grievance, to have more complaints, to attack white people based on the color of their skin. And yet they call themselves tolerant and diverse. It is completely insane. And hence, that's how the second line of this meme came about. Conformity is diversity to the left. You got that? So if you want to be considered diverse and tolerant, you have to conform and become exactly like they are in terms of your ideas. So, of course, it's complete idiocy, yet more hypocrisy. So let's go to the third line of this meme. Consensus is fact. According to the left, facts are not facts. Facts are, according to the left, whatever the groupthink believes. So if they can get enough people to believe a completely false idea, a scientific hoax like man-made climate change, or just any you name it. Lots of hoaxes out there, like the vaccine mandates in California, thinking that that's going to prevent infectious disease, that mercury is safe to inject into children. All of these hoaxes, as long as everybody agrees with it, they call it a fact. And this is true about their attacks on Donald Trump, too. They would just run complete lies, factless, baseless lies against Donald Trump. And then they would repeat those among themselves in kind of an intellectual journo-terrorism circle jerk until so many people on the left believed it that it became a fact. So consensus on the left becomes fact, which is very interesting because, of course, Chairman Mao said, I think it was Mao who said that if you repeat a lie 100 times, it becomes accepted as truth, or some paraphrased version of that statement. I think it was Mao. And Mao, of course, is a communist and a mass murderer. And the left has adopted his philosophy, which is that they don't need any real facts. They don't need to fact check anything. In fact, their fact checkers are propagandists who lie under the cover of claiming to have a monopoly on facts. Yet they're just propagandists, whether you're talking about Snopes, who's a PolitiFact, just professional liars. The Snopes is actually run by actual whores, like actual escorts and prostitutes. And it's just an insane pit of depravity and deception. That's Snopes for you. Whether you're talking about the Wikipedia pages that are run by leftists or PolitiFact or what have you, they're all insane and they're all liars. They know they're liars. And they deliberately repeat lies to try to transform them into, quote, consensus truth. And they, in fact, have declared war on so-called truthers. So if you're a truther, which is someone who works to tell the truth, actually attempts to tell the truth, then you are considered evil by the left because they believe that consensus is what makes a fact. So according to the left, the earth must be flat because that's what most people believed long ago. And at that time, they would have said that someone like Galileo, who argued that the earth was actually spherical and not the center of the solar system, they would have called that person a discredited truther. Right. Isn't it amazing? So to review the meme again, here it is. Hatred is tolerance. Conformity is diversity. Consensus is fact. This is how you become a leftist. You have to hold these three contradictory ideas in your head all at the same time. And that's a really important property of being a libtard, is being able to hold wildly contradictory ideas in your head simultaneously and yet somehow believe both sides of the contradiction. I mean, like, it's insane. Like, you have to, if you're a leftist, you have to believe that the government should never tell us what to do on abortion, but the government should tell everybody what to do on how much soda you can order at a restaurant. You know, it's like, get the government's hands off our bodies on abortion, but then make sure the government injects our children with mercury on vaccines. This is crazy contradictions. Just like leftists saying to themselves, oh, we're totally tolerant, but white people, you're racist because of your skin. You see, it's the best description of this, or demonstration, was by that gal. What was her name? Like Sally Boynton something. I don't know, who was running for the head of the DNC, and she's from Idaho, and she's so white, and she's so guilty about being white. And she talks about how her job is to shut down white people who try to speak, because being white is so evil. And this is her belief, and she wants to run the DNC. And she might as well just go have a skin graft or something and make herself black, because she's obviously not comfortable with being white. She should be a trans race person. I mean, thank goodness she wasn't a white man, because she would have to cut off all of her male organs and become a transgender just to get rid of the man guilt part of her pathetic existence. Maybe she should cut off all her white skin and skin graft on some black skin so that she feels okay when she looks in the mirror. She's not just completely infested with guilt because of the color of her skin. Now, you see in this, obviously I'm being a little bit absurd in that rendition of her pathetic discourse. But what you see in this is that she and people like her on the left are guilty and full of shame because they judge themselves on the color of their own skin. So there's a kind of a self-loathing, internalized racism that has infested these pathetic, psychotic, mentally ill people. It's a mental illness to wake up and look in the mirror and think that you're an evil person because of the color of your skin. Oh my God. That's the most obscene example of self-inflicted racial stereotyping. You know, maybe 100 years ago, there were white people who were actual racists, and they would judge black people by the color of their skin. Today, white people judge themselves by the color of their skin, and they're just as evil to themselves as maybe the old slave plantation owners were against actual slaves when there was actual systemic racism in America. So to be a leftist, you also have to support violence, and you have to support this talk of people like Madonna, who said she thought about blowing up the White House in a massively publicized speech. You have to be totally unhinged, like Ashley Judd talking about spilling your menstrual blood on your bed sheets and thinking that is somehow inequality because men don't bleed on their sheets. I mean, it's the insanity of it all. It's just mind-boggling. And it doesn't make sense to anyone except a brain-damaged leftist who have rejected reality, who live in delusional bubbles of self-reinforced bad ideas, bad thinking, and frankly, delusional paranoia. They're paranoid about things that aren't real. There are many leftists who literally think that there's an invasion of the KKK that's taking place all across America, and KKK is running around college campuses, I guess, lynching black students or something. And it turns out every time they think they spot the KKK, it turns out to be like a white sheet covering lab equipment, or it turns out to be a hoax that's carried out by some black students themselves. Or there was another case where it was widely circulated on Twitter that KKK was on campus. They were invading. They're going to string up the black students. Turned out to be some, I guess it was Roman Catholic priests or something wearing priest robes. I mean, the insanity of the left has reached such a point where you really literally have to call them mentally ill, perhaps in need of serious psychiatric evaluations. They're so delusional. They're so paranoid. They're so off their rockers. They are insane with fear. And I remember, by the way, I had some experience with this firsthand. I attended a gun rights versus anti-gun event at the University of Texas at Austin, the UT campus. And I was there as a journalist to cover the event. I brought a microphone and a camera, and I wore a cowboy hat. And so just because I wore a cowboy hat, all these students started calling me like this, a racist, bigoted country boy. And one student, I will never forget. And by the way, as a background, you should know that it's legal in Texas to openly carry a rifle. So you can sling a rifle over your shoulder and you can walk down the street as long as you're not pointing it at anyone or acting in a violent manner. It's perfectly legal, and the cops are going to mostly leave you alone. They might ask you, hey, what you doing? And you might say, just taking a walk, moving my rifle around. And they can say, all right, you have a good day. But at the UT campus, these students, these left-wing libtard students, were so freaked out that there was a parking structure. And we met the gun guys on the roof of the parking structure. It was an open roof, so the sunshine was above us. It was just a big open, you know, concrete parking lot. And there were guys up there, some Mexican dudes with AR-15s, and there were some white dudes with AR-15s, and there were some, you know, Texas gun rights guys, come and take it Texas guys were there. And so I walk up there. I'm like, hey, guys, how's it going? And they're just, they're doing great. You know, they're talking about, we're going to walk down the sidewalk here. We're just going to walk around with our guns and just show people that that's legal. And the left freaked out. And this student, this UT student, this liberal college student, came around the corner and was physically shaking, shivering with fear. Oh my God, I have these people with guns. There's guns everywhere. There's an invasion. And he was dialing 911. He was literally calling 911. I heard his phone call. I was like, there's people with guns on campus. And he talked like a little girly man. And he was just this pathetic, sobbing, whining, mentally ill, delusional, paranoid libtard. And they're all over the place. Like they can't live in reality. There was no any threat of violence from these guys with their rifles. They were actually very polite. They were being interviewed by other news stations, and they were politely answering questions, and they were talking to people, and they were sort of milling with the crowd. And they were just walking down the sidewalk, and these students, these libtard students, were totally freaking out. And they began shouting slogans of hatred. They actually had a chant. I forgot exactly how it went, but it's something like gun rights is hate or something. I mean, it was for me, it was an eye-opener, because you could clearly see the difference between who was sane, that is, the guys carrying the rifles, and who was completely insane, and that is the delusional, paranoid, fear-filled, intolerant leftists, who, of course, are the bigots, they are the racists, they are the haters, they are the ones who start violence. And by the way, the only reason that the gun guys probably did not get physically attacked and punched by the left-wing morons is because they were carrying guns, which sort of proves the point. You walk down the street with a rifle, usually leftists don't physically attack you. So I kind of think that a great idea would be to have another event where you wear like a Make America Great Again hat, and you have like a patriotic American flag shirt, and you carry your rifle, and you have like six or seven guys and gals and different races, different backgrounds, all kinds of diversity, and just get together and peacefully, and you walk down the campus. Well, you have to stay off campus, I think, but you can walk down the sidewalks on the edge of campus, So you walk down those sidewalks. I think Guadalupe Street in Austin is the street that's right on the edge of campus, the western edge, if I'm remembering correctly. So you walk down Guadalupe Street with your rifles and your Make America Great Again caps and your American flag shirts, and just see how many people spit on you and attack you, you know, verbally, and maybe threaten to punch you and get nasty with you. And that, my friends, that encapsulates the bigotry, the racism, the insanity, and the paranoia of the left. Because there's nothing wrong with peaceful, law-abiding citizens walking down the street in a very casual manner with rifles slung over their shoulders, just demonstrating that, guess what? This is legal in the state of Texas. Let's enjoy the sunshine. Let's walk down the street with our rifles to show that we are, in fact, a country that honors the Second Amendment and that we are free people because we have the Second Amendment. But even that simple act will be spat upon by the insane, mentally ill left because they are filled with hatred. They are filled with rage. They are bigots. They are racist. They are filled with intolerance. They hate more than any other group that I can think of. They judge you by the color of your skin. They hate the American flag. It's like a symbol that makes them instantly enraged and drives them insane. They hate Trump's red baseball cap. They consider it an assault on their psyche to even see the word Trump. If you write it in chalk on the sidewalk, they will come and urinate on it or defecate on it or who knows what they'll do because they're all insane. And so it's like I've said before, the greatest threat to America today is liberalism. It is the single greatest threat to this country. Because liberals, they hate freedom, they hate liberty, they hate individual rights, they hate law and order, they hate America, they hate facts, they hate the founding fathers, they hate firearms, they hate self-defense, they hate self-reliance, they hate the police, they hate laws. They are filled with so much hate, I can't even list all the forms of hate that now characterizes the insane left. And frankly, and I've said this before, they have no place in a civilized society. And I think that to a large extent, these people on the left have surrendered their right to participate in a free society. I think that every one of them that hates the American flag and that is caught burning the American flag, I believe they should have their citizenship revoked. And they should be deported to the country of their choice, maybe communist China. Maybe North Korea. Maybe they think that's awesome. How about Cuba? Just let them swim the other way, right to Cuba. Take them to the Guantanamo area and just let them loose there. There you go. Enjoy Cuba, you freaking fool. If they're going to burn the American flag, they obviously don't want to be Americans. If they're going to attack the principles of America, they obviously don't want to be Americans. If they're going to judge people by the color of their skin and attack people because they're white, they're obviously racists and haters. And we really have no place in society for people like that who are the racists, who are the bigots, who are just obsessed, consumed with paranoid delusions. There's no place in society for them. And I think that we're rapidly approaching a time, by the way, when the insane left is going to go so insane that they will try to start a civil war. They will try to start massive social unrest in the cities. And I can tell you that's going to be a real short thing. That's going to be over very quickly if it ever becomes a shooting war, because they will all get shot probably in trying to commit violence against others. Because most Americans are not going to just sit back and do nothing while some kind of communist invasion takes place. They're going to defend their lives and defend their communities and defend their country. It's as simple as that. The thing is that gun owners tend to be very tolerant people, very open-minded, very polite. In fact, you're in a room full of gun owners, it's the most polite conversation you've ever heard. People don't get out of hand. Everybody's armed. It's a good thing. But if you attack a room full of gun owners, your attack is going to be over in seconds. and you're going to be bleeding out on the floor. And that's exactly how it should be. You want a polite society, you need to be polite to people. You want to live in a tolerant society, you got to be tolerant. You know, these people on the left, they demand tolerance, but they are intolerant. They are haters. They are filled with rage and contradiction and hypocrisy. They claim they want diversity, but actually what they want is mass obedience to their twisted, warped ideas rooted in communism and Marxism and this uncompromising belief in the authority of the state. These people are insane. And what's beautiful about what's happening right now, I'm going to wrap this up. What's beautiful is that the behavior of the left is now demonstrating for everyone to see. It is demonstrating the vulgarity, the intolerance, the racism, the bigotry of the left. It's all on display right now. And the media is desperately trying to cover it up, but they're failing because all these videos are coming out on YouTube and there's the independent media now, like censored.news. Yeah, that's one of my websites. Go to censored.news if you want to find out what the media isn't telling you. People are seeing this for themselves now. I'm like, wow, these leftists, they're insane. They're just off their rocker insane, totally detached from reality. You can't reason with them. You can't negotiate with them. You know, you can't, there's no middle ground with them because they're so extreme that they're completely detached from reality. So you don't want to compromise with them because you'd be compromising. You'd be going halfway to insanity. So don't compromise with them. Just stand for real tolerance, real diversity, real open-mindedness, real protection of life. Stand for real individual rights. Stand for your country. Stand for your community. Stand for your family. Stand for your culture. If you have dark skin or white skin or yellow skin or brown skin, whatever it is, help support your culture and your country. And express real tolerance to people of all religions and all backgrounds and all sexual orientations and all skin color. And that right there, just if I said that to a bunch of leftists right now, they would call me a hater and a bigot. They would say, you don't mean it because your skin is white. You don't even have a right to say that. See, that's how much hatred they have. Almost by definition, they can't accept tolerance from the people they claim are bigoted. Just think about the twisted level of that kind of self-deception. It's unbelievable. I mean, these people, they will call Milo Yiannopoulos a Nazi while they literally stage a burning of his books on the sidewalk. They'll set fire to his books and call him a Nazi, and they don't see the irony in it. It's astonishing. These fascists, these leftists, they have no place in a free society. They really don't. And I hope the day is coming they either grow up and become adults and open their minds and hearts and join reality, or they leave the country, or they are all arrested for violent crimes that they're committing. You know, those who commit the violent crimes, those who are engaged in violent looting and arson and attacking other people. Every single one of those violent criminals should be arrested, thrown in prison, prosecuted, and serve time for what they're doing. We have no, you know, we, the real Americans, we are very tolerant people, but we do not tolerate the bullies on the left. We do not tolerate your mindless mob violence. The days of us tolerating your mindless mob violence are over. So maybe someone should tell the people on the left that if they keep it up, they're all going to jail and they're going to get charged with felonies. And if they keep it up, they're going to get shot in self-defense by people who are carrying handguns and who are willing to defend their own lives against this kind of mindless violence. I would not be surprised to see a lot of self-defense shootings of deranged, violent leftists in the next few years. And frankly, it's about time. So thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You're listening to the Health Ranger Report. Also check out trump.news. Take care. click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.